This is Casey Lehman from Black Is, and you are listening to my favorite podcast, The Hip Hop Digest Show.
My grandfather came to this country with nothing. He couldn't even speak the language, but he worked hard and he made a place for himself and his family. Now, why can't you people do the same?
Hey, my grandfather built this country, man. He fought wars for it. And most places he went wouldn't let him sit down and get a cup of coffee. I can't even catch a cab in New York. You know, it doesn't matter how many degrees I get. All you people see is color. Your grandfather was an immigrant. You're American. My grandfather was born here, Duke. And you people still look at me as just another nigger.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's Ezo Grigio. What's up, my brothers?
What's good?
Another beautiful week. Well, actually, it turned out to be a beautiful week out here in L.A. It was raining and shit cold, but now it's beautiful again.
That's what's up. It's cold as shit out here. Old man winter, the hawk is back.
Fucking snowed yesterday. Had snow yesterday like a motherfucking son. So I was like, God damn, the snow, but it disappeared before the morning light hit.
That's what's up.
That shit's over.
It's over for me, my nigga.
All right.
Fuck all that snow.
Boy, representing the Los Angeles home office and shit. Yo, let's get in, yo. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is an obvious topic. It's the Remy Ma versus Nicki Minaj. It's a 7-part situation that we'll go into, and I believe we have to do 7 parts to cover all angles of this. Okay.
Come on, 7.
Okay, so number one under the Remy Ma versus Nicki Minaj is Sheether, the song itself. Now, and the song itself, is this just a diss record or is this beef? So, the song itself, Kurt G, what did you think about the song itself?
The song itself, I'm about to take it back to a whole other topic, but the song itself, I wasn't feeling the song as far as the music, because like I've said on here, I don't know if people heard me before, that Ether track is whack to me. It always has been, even when Nas was on it. But Nas still won the battle because his lyrics was fucking crazy despite the track. He was hot, incredible despite the track.
Okay.
Now, we're going to get back to her. She was on that track, and I was like, okay. Then I had to go back and listen to it again to listen to her words and said, all right. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I don't think Nicki can hang. But she going in. She getting hers on this one.
Okay. Now, before we move on to Swerve, is this just a diss record or is this beef? They got, you know, don't like each other type beef. What is it?
I don't know. I don't think it's a diss record. I don't think it's beef. Put it that way. I don't think it's beef because I don't think there was ever any really real beef there between the two of them. Like, them niggas just hated each other. There might have been some pokes and jabs subliminally, but I don't think it was really beef where I don't like your ass when I see you is on. But there's always a little, I guess, competitive fervor there. And I guess Remy probably, since she felt like when she got locked up, Nicki took over only because she was locked up.
Okay, that's real. Swerve, okay, tell us what you thought about the track itself. And do you think it's either just a plain diss record or is it beef?
Well, I wish that she would have used another track because you just really can't mess with certain records. You know what I'm saying? Certain records just need to be left alone. This is not like the Roxanne Shante or Roxanne Revenge Wars and all that, where they use the same beat. This is a whole new era. So hearing Ether, the track, I didn't really like that. But would I call this a diss record or a beef record? I would say it's both. It's a diss record full of beef. I actually was listening to what she was saying, and first of all, I'm gonna say it's a diss record because she came at somebody, right? She named names. She came
right.
I don't know if she actually said. Did she? I don't know. But anyway, she came at it. We all knew who she was talking about. But the things that she was saying, yo, that's it got personal. That's beef.
Okay. For me, I'm kind of in agreement with all of you guys. The Ether track itself, I don't know if I would use the Ether track, but I understand technically why she did, because it stands as the track that, you know, took down the king. Now, it didn't take Jay out of there, but on that particular track, Jay can wiggle his way out of a lot of shit, but he couldn't wiggle his way out of the term Ether. So she just took the hip-hop term and then, you know, kind of made it what she did, you know. Okay, I give her that. I think it's beef because of shit that is happening now, later on in that second part. Part two on that is Nicki Minaj as a superstar. Is she going to do the Drake and just simply ignore it? Joe Budden's put out a half a dozen tracks and lyrically, you know, beat the young boy's ass. But Drake fans are very happy. Oh, Drake is too rich. He's too much on the charts. He ignores Joe Budden. Is Nicki Minaj going to take that tact?
If she's smart, she should take that tack in this case, because she don't have, so far, she doesn't have what it takes to even compete with Remy on this level.
No.
Nowhere. So if she's smart, she should just take that tack and just be quiet and make a song with Drake. Hope it hits the charts in a big song, and then she can just say, you see, I'm about my money. Fuck that beef.
Right. I actually, yeah, Nicki Minaj lyrically, I know maybe her fans would disagree, but she's never been like that. And two, what it points out is that, you know, Remy Ma's from another generation, you know, and this is what you had to go through, not just being crowned king or queen of said phony ass genre that commercial hip hop is. You know, Remy Ma's from another generation, and young guys and gals, they hate this shit about us, because we're ruthless in that way, you know? So they hate us. Yeah. So Swerve, on that point, is Nicki Minaj going to just simply ignore it? Or is she got a lot of ghostwriters working overtime right now?
Well, I'm going to say this. When Jay-Z, the corporate rapper, decided that he wasn't going to answer people, it was a different climate. It was totally different. So him doing that, it was okay. But right now, I think these young folks are starting to understand that beef records or diss records is a thing. It's a thing. So for her to sit out, you know, her little, I don't know, she has some kind of hive or barbs or whatever they are. They're trying to ride for her and talk about how much money she has and how much success she has. But there's a whole lot of other people there that are like, yo, you got destroyed. And then they were giving this whole, I don't know where this came from. Maybe it was because of Meek Mill giving her 48 hours to reply and stuff like that.
Right, because it was you got it. It was setting up, right, again, past precedent.
She hasn't. It's been about a week. It's recording day, which is Friday. It's been a week. There are two records. So she, Remy Ma pulled a Drake, put out two records on her, and there's been no reply. So I don't know.
And two, the past precedent. There's a couple of things that's going on here. Past precedent. In the fact that for whatever reason, and this has yet to be to bear out, we'll see. It caught Nicki Minaj at a particular vulnerable time. You know, her brother and a child molestation charges, crazy. Kmart yanking the clothing line. You know, people was wondering, does Meek Mills got some hidden shit that he gonna spring out? You know, it comes at a particularly vulnerable time. People were saying, damn, could she get Ja Ruled? She, you know, because back in those, the Ja Rule type shit is where, yo, this type of back and forth, yo, literally, this nigga's career was over, okay? Now, I believe that Nicki is particularly vulnerable because she is so heavily dependent on the system. She's so heavily dependent on other things other than her rhyme skill, her marketing share, her stock portfolio, record sales, being at Paris Fashion Show. She's dependent on all that other shit other than her skills. So she's particularly vulnerable. Number three, and which probably will make this beef, is that Remy Ma had put out, this is the more TMZ of the aspect, and when you're dealing with Nicki Minaj, you're going to get into some TMZ, I'm sorry. Remy Ma threw out that picture of Nicki Minaj before she got paid, already, you know, in a string thong, bending over, early, before she's paid. So, gee, there's a lot of things in that diss record about, you know, sucking balls and doing things on her back to get up there. Does a picture like that lend credence to that claim?
I mean, it depends on what you already thought of her to begin with. I mean, if you already thought she was about that, then that just cements what you already thinking. But if you're down with her, you're like, well, it's just a picture.
Okay, that's real. So none of that sleeping with Drake, sleeping with Birdman, sleeping with Wayne, you know, to get it done.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, yeah, allegedly, you know. So but the picture's out there. This is prepaid now. So, you know, if you haven't seen it, you know, maybe we should throw it up.
Oh, no, we're not. I'm already protesting.
Nah, we probably won't.
We're not doing that.
No, we're not. There'll be none of that on our social media.
They're out there already. Okay. If people want to see it, they can see it on their own.
Number five is the next one on this. Where would we be at? Yeah, number five, Nicki does respond, but you already said it, by clowning Remy Ma's lack of record sales. That is her response. She put out a whole fucking BDS chart on Remy Ma. It was like, you ain't selling shit. So, I mean, is that going to be the response? I think that largely is going to be the response. It's going to take Ghostwriters. It's going to take Ghostwriters a good minute, other than calling her old and, you know, clowning her appearance and shit like that. You know, I mean, they can't say she, you know, ain't she that she don't have bars.
They can't. And this is where Nicki, if she's writing her own shit, could come in and actually come in and show motherfuckers that she really got skills.
But she's not.
But like I said, she doesn't have what it takes to deal with Remy.
She doesn't.
This is the wrong animal to tackle.
Mm. Number six, and this is where you get the hangers on coming in out of nowhere. Foxy Brown comes to Nicki's defense by bringing up Remy Ma's miscarriage over the Takeover beat. Now, I didn't listen to that. There really was no issue. Foxy Brown's looking for a job. She's interviewing for a job. She's figuring, you know, Nicki Minaj got plenty of money and a budget. Let me jump on some joints. Let me get paid here. You're going to see Dick Ride and people jumping on each other's side on this here, but from Foxy Brown, you know, on a miscarriage, yeah, that's beef. I mean, that's a personal situation. Yeah,
there's something there between them two. If you're going to bring up some shit like that out the blue, unsolicited, like, I don't remember her saying anything about Foxy, for Foxy to actually bring her name up and actually come out with a record.
Right. So, yeah,
I'm shaking my head because that was just terrible, B. I it was terrible. But once again, bringing out that beat. I mean, get some new tracks.
Well, again,
make it interesting.
They're trying. There's a template and people are trying to follow. People are looking at the Jade Nas at the top of the heap as far as that goes.
Were original tracks.
They were, no doubt. And that, again, comes from a time where you had to have original tracks. Original thoughts, you know, fresh lyrics. The whole thing had to be, you know, you're coming in a situation right now where, you know, even if Remy Ma wanted to do a fresh beat and then get at her, the kids today, you're not only hitting Nicki, but you gotta hit her fans. You gotta rattle her fans too. You gotta rattle the machine. So she's gotta take a familiar thing here. I don't agree with it, but that's what's got to take place. Number seven on this list is your boy Fat Joe. He's covering his ass. Fat Joe got on the radio and said he didn't know Remy Ma was about to drop a diss track. I don't know nothing about it. I'm not involved. Fat Joe covering his ass. You would think Kurt G or Swerve, you get in. They support Fat Joe back in the days. Yo, I'm riding with my man, right? I'm riding with my team.
I'm sorry. What show did you watch that on or see that on?
I got it off of Dick Ride blog, but they had a video clip attached, so I'd have to go back and find that.
So I saw today, actually, Fat Joe talking to that dude, Funk Flex, up in New York, and Fat Joe was keeping it all the way real.
Oh, he was? Oh, okay.
Yes, okay. He kept it all the way real.
Okay.
So the last 30 minutes, the last 20 minutes of that interview with Funk Flex, you might want to peep that after the show.
Oh, okay. So Fat Joe kept it all the way real. He was riding with Remy.
He was riding with Remy all the way.
Oh, okay. Wow, because what I saw, he was up. He was covering his ass.
Oh, no, he wasn't covering his ass. He was covering the squad.
Oh, shit. Okay,
First of all, thanks to Miss Houston for sending that, but that was a great interview of Fat Joe, B.
Okay, word. That's what's up.
A lot of info in that joint.
So scratch Fat Joe covering his ass. He's riding with his squad. So those are the general points that you need to remember, that this situation is not just simply a diss record. You know, this is, again, traditional hip-hop, if you will, in a way, up against the corporate fatty layer that protects these superstars.
Is
the corporate, is the fatty layer, a whale blubber, if you will, gonna protect Nicki Minaj? And people, and every time this happens, people really get shook. Because it only takes one. It only takes one. You know,
that
people, right, it only, right, it only takes one before the paradigm just totally shifts.
Well, your boy, Mr. Aubrey, he's already on shaky ground as far as hip hop is concerned.
Oh, well, right,
and
now
if you put Nicki on that same shaky ground,
right? See, that's what I'm saying. See, it did enough to damage Aubrey, where people now are saying, and even Aubrey himself, I'm pop. He's trying to get into the lane to get him out of that hip hop thing because the ghostwriting credits have damaged him so much. Now, amongst his fans and stans, it don't really matter, and I'm not trying to convince them. I'm talking about strictly on a hip-hop level. Now, if Nicki is damaged the way Drake has been or worse, boy, that could be a huge shot. That could
Nicki's
be a
damaged worse, B.
You think? We'll see.
Yeah, Meek Mill's responses, even though they were late, they were lackluster. So Drake was able to win because of his popular vote, you know what I'm saying? But if it had been about like you said, Joe Budden, Drake would have got destroyed. It would have been like that if Drake would have been. I don't know why the people didn't give Joe Budden his due on this, but Drake escaped unscathed. I don't think Nicki is escaping.
Well, I'm gonna take a little bit of history on this, and I remember really for me finding out, or not even finding out, but realizing that, wow, the hip-hop, the boat has turned when skills really doesn't matter, the supposed Nelly KRS. I mean, KRS came out and gave Nelly a proper ass-whooping, but it really didn't matter. The machine protected Nelly. Now, certainly, look, Nelly's lack of skill, that shit came out in the wash later. And he's still got Diamond Records to his credit, and so he's still riding on that. But ultimately, see, this is what we're dealing with. Does Nicki, and I don't believe she has that skill. Not in this arena, you know. So we'll see about that. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Kodiak Black, or Kodak. Is it Kodiak?
Call that nigga Kodiak.
It's, yeah. Kodak, B.
Okay. His probation violation has landed him back in jail.
He'll be out in about 2 days,
well,
right?
Well, I don't understand
about this nigga's history. He gets in and out. He skates.
Well, how does he do that? Because he was originally arrested for robbery, false imprisonment, fleeing law enforcement, and possession of a firearm by a felon delinquent. How does he fucking get out of jail?
Inform.
Ooh, allegedly. Allegedly.
I don't know how the fuck you keep getting out of there, nigga. You must got a straight link somewhere going on.
What was that rapper's name? Snow?
Yeah.
After serving time in Florida, he was transferred to South Carolina to face charges of sexual battery, which he posted a $100,000 bond and was released. It is unknown what the 19-year-old Pompano Beach native did to violate his terms, but nevertheless, he's back in jail awaiting a bail and or trial hearing. Kodiak or Kodak.
You think the label's standing up for him?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's there's a lot of streams under his name, so
he ain't this dude.
He's not Bobby Shmurda, but I mean, I mean, at this point,
yeah. The listeners can't see that visual I just did.
Yeah, I've seen you hitting the Shmurda.
Yeah, at this point, I'm just saying the label will continue to post $100,000 bonds because I think he's making more than that. He's worth more than that to the label. The minute the bond gets upward around, you know, $500,000 to $1 million on that nigga, he will be in jail. So, again, shout out to Kodak. Why isn't Kodak Film suing this nigga? or Kodak film.
Kodak ain't doing shit no more. Them niggas is
struggling. They out of business.
Yeah, yeah, that, they're not in the digital world, B. That's that old school putting your film in the back of the camera, hoping the door don't open.
That's shaking it like a salt shaker,
nigga.
Yeah, that's
blowing
done
on that motherfucker, trying to get it to dry.
So I'm a shareholder. I'm like, you better do something.
ain't none of that running up to CVS or Rite Aid with a little canister of film. Bobby Digital.
Oh, wow. No doubt. Next topic is a kind of a distressing topic. Word on the street that Lil Wayne has allegedly been suffering from a heroin addiction. We don't know how true that is. Apparently coming from multiple sources close to the rapper, insiders claim that Wayne got hooked on a drug after becoming tolerant to lean, and his addiction is life-threatening. Son.
Not the H, B.
Son. Son. I'm going to say it
Zulu
once.
That's what I say.
Son, I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it again, like I did that other topic when Wayne was having a lot of seizures and shit, yo. Yeah, I would feel horrible if that young man lost his life. And why aren't people in his camp doing the best they can to help this young man?
Well, son, like, we don't know that they aren't. This nigga might not just not, you know what addiction is about, B. Niggas ain't listening, they ain't listening. They'll talk a good game, like, nah, I'm not fucking with that stuff no more. I'm done. When you ain't with them 24/7, so you don't know what they really doing.
Mm.
So he can be saying one thing and doing another.
Good times when dude hid the liquor in the toilet seat.
Yeah. Wow. I'm just saying, man. I read that. I'm legitimately concerned for young Wayne and shit, yo. Just
train accident, B. It is a train wreck.
Man, everybody's waiting to see it.
Oh, that's just terrible. That is absolutely terrible. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Eminem signs Griselda Records, West Side Gun, and Conway the Shady Records.
The new
nigga,
New York.
The new nigga. How much I've been bigging these niggas up, son? I've been bigging these niggas up for a minute. Word is born. Shout out to Kerr G, who turned me on. I mean, I didn't know about Conway. I didn't know about West Side Gun. Anyway, Griselda Records acts West Side Gun and Conway have become underground favorites in a few short years with their gritty style of boom bap, like Kerji says, the new New York. Now, the thing about Griselda Records, yo, these niggas is funny as shit. Their hustle is pretty unique. They will print vinyl, but only print 100 copies. And that nice shit be on Discogs rocking for like a like 600, 700, 800 a pop.
God damn.
So them niggas is printing the vinyl, buying them all back, and then selling them on Discogs. That's a hustle for your ass. I'm down with that.
Got it.
Oh my God. So
I'm down niggas, with that. Their hustle's pretty unique, yo. He said Shady Records went into detail on their website explaining the rise of the upstate New York rappers founded by West Side Gun in 2014 have become a force in the industry with a street-themed hip-hop drug dealing and a penchant for samples reminiscent of the 90s. Now, I always said about these guys, even though I love them, I really do, they are just drug dealers on the mic. There's no doubt about it. They're selling a lot of drugs and doing a lot of shooting. Doop, 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 doop. What's that other shit they be doing?
Oh, yeah, a lot of killing on the mic, B. A
lot of that
niggas
shit. Yes, sir. I'm not even going to hide that fact and shit. What else is shady? He says, in the style and energy, he said, Marshall Mathers said in a press release, I can't wait to put them on a platform they have earned and deserve. Now, I want to get to some of the user comments. Okay, the user comments, first user comments was, these guys can rap okay, but they don't have that it factor. Kerr G, what are they talking about, that it factor?
They talking about that my sub. They need that 808
you
drop.
You put crit in there?
No, I'm just saying that's what they need. They need that 808 bounce in that beat. Oh, they need some right of that southern TikTok.
They need
apes in the trunk.
They don't. That's not what they do though. That's not what they do. Another person said, "Shout out to them." But Shady Records has a history of not blowing artists. Anybody?
I got nothing.
Obie Trice?
Tragic.
Slaughterhouse?
Shame.
Who else is signing Shady?
I don't know.
That was D12.
D12.
Well, we said who else was signing Shady. They was just lucky to be there.
Well, I'm just saying. So people are saying it doesn't matter, even though Eminem is giving them a world-class big up. You know, they don't, you know, it's just some more New York niggas. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. So I'm happy
needs
for
to be
him.
Seen.
But you know what? The positive to this, that the possible, could I put it this way, the possible positive to this is that New York niggas could actually go back to rhyming because they see that that type of style gets you a deal.
So,
and that's all these niggas was doing in New York is trying to get a deal.
So let me
rhyme over this trap shit so I can try to get a deal.
So why didn't Jay-Z? Why didn't Puff? Why take Eminem to look at those guys and say, yo, I always thought that Conway and them had something special. I mean, they weren't the only ones doing it, no doubt, but I always thought that they had something special on that, as Kurt G coins it, the new New York. Why didn't them other niggas see it?
Well, that's easy.
Of course, they waiting for somebody to be the first fish to jump out there. Now that he jumped out there and he signed them, now they waiting to see what these niggas do. If they do any type of numbers, believe me, the rest of them new New York niggas is going to be getting scooped up.
Yep.
Okay.
Copycat all the way.
Wow. That's what's up. Yo, I really appreciate Eminem doing that, yo, because, I mean, the new New York... So Buffalo, stand the fuck up. They ought to be proud, yo. You know what I mean? They rep Buffalo to the fullest. So that's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the importance of collecting records or collecting period in the digital era. The copy goes on to say streaming music services are convenient, but they can't be trusted. Said in the era where streaming of music is the most popular thing to do, when no one is streaming your song, does it even exist?
No. It's out there. But if ain't nobody playing that shit, it's like it doesn't exist.
So what he's saying is that if you're buying records, or even if you're downloading joints and archiving them, it is very important for you to do that. Then you can represent. And maybe that's true. I mean, we represent a lot of shit from the vinyl that we got in the lab here. Swerve, I gotta admit, you know, these streaming services is something that is a bit of an enigma. I have myself have been streaming a lot only because particular records come out. I want to give them a sale. I'm certainly not buying the traditional way. I'm streaming the LP, which they're getting a checkbox of a sale, sort of, kind of. In the digital era, the gatekeepers have been taken over by folks like Carl Sherry at Apple Music, who curates and controls the playlists on major streaming services. That's the point I want to get to. Why is the Beyoncé's and the Rihanna and everybody else and the Young Thugs so popular on the streaming? Is it because it's the same old radio station format?
Yeah, I was just about to say that, B.
We were all thinking the same shit.
It's funny. It's the same exact thing. And the listeners, the subscribers, are too lazy to step outside. So it's no different than the radio station playing the same 6 records all day or the streaming service playing the same 20 records all day. There's still thousands of more records that people can listen to, but they don't venture out. They just turn on, I'm not going to say a name, they turn on whatever their streaming service they have, and they get what they get.
I remember I got jammed up on one particular episode. I was like, I was talking about Tidal, and I was something about Kev Brown ain't on Tidal. And then somebody showed me that Kev Brown is on Tidal, but ain't nobody streaming Kev Brown on Tidal. And why can't Kev Brown, when you open up your Tidal browser, be on the front page?
Because he's not popular.
Because it's the same radio format. Whoever's hot, whoever's popular, commercially, is going to be on there.
Oh, man. I'm just curious, yo. I wonder what would happen, yo, if they took like a 2-week period and just do some underground cat on the front page of that particular service.
And they would get a lot of spins.
They would get a lot of spins.
Curious to see what it is. They may not like it, but they'd be like, oh, okay, what is that? I wonder what that is. They would get the spins for that shit. But this right here, this streaming shit, is the labels in the background saying we're taking power back. We're taking our power back right
yes.
now.
Yes.
All these labels is taking their power back because all that downloading shit was killing them. So now if they can get money from your ass from a stream and you ain't actually getting no product for it, I'm selling you a picture of an apple. You can't bite the motherfucker, but I'm going to sell you a picture of it. Oh, it's delicious. I'm telling you it's delicious. It's so good. How come I can't taste it? Oh, just look at it. Look how good it looks. So that's what they're doing right now. They got you out here streaming music. You can't fucking get it. You can't take it with you. You just got to listen to it.
Nope.
And I'm telling you it's good. It's very, very good.
So one of the users answered the question. They were like, what if the day comes that streaming ends? What if the streaming platform closes up shop? What then? Because I'm assuming that you don't collect your records anymore. And I'm not even talking about buying records, although I think everybody should buy vinyl. But if you're not buying vinyl, people aren't, they don't have a hard drive full of MP3s.
Not a lot of people I mean, I collect them because I got a lot of shit. But after some point in time, people on their phones collecting all this music, guess what they're going to do? They got to make space for new songs. So I'm deleting that shit. How old is that? Yeah. Oh, that shit. I had that for about 6 months. Delete, 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 delete. Make some room for this new shit.
Yep.
Wow, yo. And now we're going to ask the question again. What about if they close up shop?
All that music is just gone. If you don't have it, it's gone.
Which is
a like
wonderful
turning your radio off.
Yo, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing that record companies are doing. So now I remember when record companies outwardly were upset about certain new formats, meaning the cassette tape and maybe even 8-track. But an internal memo from the record companies come to find out that they were happy because these were what they were called replaceable media. Meaning that you can play the tape till the tape pop. And what happens once the tape pop?
Gotta get a new one.
You gotta go get a new one. So that's another sale. So the record industry is so clever in the fact that if your favorite streaming situation, I'm not talking about the big boys, Apple, Spotify, Pandora. We ain't talking about them. Although it could be them. If them motherfuckers like, fuck it, we merging or we just shutting it down. Guess what? All that shit in your favorites. Gone. All that shit in a saved hookup browser tab, listen offline shit. Ghosts.
Ass out.
Thong up the ass, my nigga.
Man, not that thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Cisco, nigga.
Oh my God, Drew Hill Park, stand up. Be more. Yo, I'm just saying, yo, again, I'm going to say it once, I'm going to say it again. That's why the history, that's why I often wonder the history of these artists, these new guys, especially in the digital era. What's their history going to be like? Is it going to be tangible? Because their audience isn't apt to save in their joints. They're counting on those services to be there. See, it's easy for us to fucking go into the fucking crate and grab a Big Daddy Kane record.
Yep.
It's easy for us. You know, you want to talk about history, nigga? Big Daddy Kane, Tough Crew, whatever. You know, Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles. Easy to get them records.
You know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like the ringtone era. Gone. Forgotten. Over history.
You think? See, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, I don't know. We'll see. But I'm like, damn. When I think about that, I'm like, whoa, what is the real tangible history? And people who grow up on Aubrey and love all his records, I mean, they're probably figuring, you know what? Fuck y'all old niggas. In 50 years, digital media will be still here.
Well, and I do want to ask you, and you may become a billionaire if you answer this question, but what could be next? Every fucking body is on their phone, B. People don't even really sit at computers anymore.
No doubt. I get
everything
that.
Is on your phone.
Right.
So what could possibly be next?
I guess the point is, I guess what I'm saying is
that skin implants.
Well, I could be.
Oh, shit.
I guess the point I'm saying is that if, and I know that's a gigantic if, and I'm probably wrong on this, the digital platform, or if the record companies all of a sudden say, you know what, now that we got 2 and 3 generations locked up on all this free streaming shit, lockdown, nigga, Operation Lockdown, Now I want real money. Because, see, you done got away from the MP3. See, we done got you with the line wires dead and gone, that all wave of old shit.
Napster.
Just regular Napster, MP3s. Hell, even Apple Music don't even sell MP3s anymore. We done got you off of that download shit. Now we got you on.
They still sell shit over there.
No, they do. But what I'm saying is, in the future, now we got you on stream, okay? And you want to know that 20 years from now, your favorite Drake album going to be available. But all of a sudden, the labels are like, lockdown, nigga.
24 hours.
You know what I mean?
Shoot program. Nigga.
Exactly. And what else do you got to do? But again, now pony up money. Okay, because motherfucker be like, yo, fuck Drake, nigga. I ain't into it. They be like, yo, listen to Drake track number 7 on his 15th album. But you ain't really got that shit. You gotta go buy it. You can't pull it out the crate. There was no vinyl pressed up.
But they're gonna buy it though, B. They're just like people are paying for the streaming services. They'll buy that shit.
That's real.
Even if they raise the prices, they raise the prices. People will raise their wallets. It's just that simple.
Son, you see that happening right now.
They got them.
You see that happening right now with the vinyl, nigga. You see the prices.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, on some shit, I get it. You know what I mean? That's true. Some of the, me and Kerji been on Discogs heavy. Some of that classic vinyl that I got in here, I be tripping on some of the prices of that shit. So, you got a point there.
Portfolio looking good right now as I'm looking at them joints right behind you.
Portfolio's looking damn good, if you can believe that. Wow, it's crazy. So, all right, that's what's up. Next time, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Yo, I'm going to first want to give a shout out to talk about vinyl collecting and all that. I'm going to give a shout out to Creative. Everybody, I see some people on the sneak tip posting vinyl. He posted Stevie Wonder and Wu-Tang Jump Off. Shout out to Hex.
Yeah.
He posted a Slum Village. You don't want me to get back in the game. shout out to Michelle who posted that Asimov joint, Jacksonville Stand Up. And he also posted this. I want to get your comments on this very quickly. He posted, you say you got to give credit where credit is due. This Young M.A., this video, Eat. He's over a Rough Rider. She's over a Rough Rider joint. Whatever. I mean, she's spitting. She's doing her thing. I mean, I'm not mad at that. You know, I don't know what to think about her. I mean, she's certainly rhyming harder than most niggas in New York. I mean, you got to be honest with that.
Not the new New York.
You got to get past those first 30, 40 seconds, though.
No, not the new New York. Nah, not the new New York. I'm talking about the paid New York.
You talking about the pop New York.
I'm talking about she's spitting harder than ASAP Rocky.
You see that shit that nigga had on, yo? That fucking space suit.
Device.
That shit like he was like one small step for mankind.
Nigga.
That nigga exactly. Jumped right off the fucking moon and shit.
That shit looked like some...
In the event that the plane lands in the water, reach under your seat for your flotation device.
Nigga, that shit looked like some motherfucking Space Odyssey 2001 shit,
like
my nigga.
Like a serrated banana.
Damn.
I don't give a fuck, bro. Fuck that fashionista shit.
Niggas ain't wearing.
He said fashionista.
Hey,
niggas ain't wearing. Nigga had on a dress. Remember that shit.
Exactly. So anyway, I want to give a shout out to all of those vinyl collectors. Next time, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. For the first time ever, Billboard has gone through its extensive charts and producing a far-reaching all-time recap of R&B and hip hop charts. Now, first of all, hip hop charts ain't that old. Okay, I think you only got hip-hop charts maybe, what, in the early 90s, late 80s, maybe? I'm thinking mid-90s.
You talking about in the back of Jet magazine?
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about just what Billboard is talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think Billboard came along in the late 80s, early 90s, maybe.
So anyway, Billboard talking about this. Billboard said the Temptations have landed at the top spot as the most successful group of all time, tallying 16 number one singles on the chart since it began in 1965. So I think that all this is set up. I think all this is set up for certain individuals to come through who are putting out fucking 2 and 3 albums a week. But I digress. I think it's a setup to do away with the old niggas, which I think it should be 2 separate charts. I think it should be a traditional chart of people who are actually selling units and not compared to this digital shit. But that's just me. They go on to say, unsurprisingly, Michael Jackson's Thriller was the all-time album with 37 weeks at the number one spot from 83 to 84. That's a lot of goddamn weeks.
Yeah. Dang.
But again, who's going to be? Is it going to be Drake? I mean, I think they're trying to set it up for him. Although I can't. It's hard for me. You know, it's also hard is when so much digital comes out and motherfuckers is flopping over each other and jumping over each other every 2 seconds. It's hard for me to see a motherfucker like even Aubrey being on number one spot for 37 weeks. Mary J. Blige, Without You, ranked as the most successful R&B / hip hop, if you can believe that, in the history of the charts, with a 15-week reign at number one. Here's a goodie, an oldie but goodie. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Thrift Shop, beat out classic works, beat out Marvin Gaye, beat out Whitney Houston, beat out Al Green, Let's Stay Together, that type of shit, Sexual Healing, as one of the most successful songs on the rap and R&B chart of all time.
Can I say something though?
The most maligned Macklemore. Go ahead.
Please. That's because they need to have an asterisk, because there was no internet when Sexual Healing was out, and so on and so on and so on.
That's what I'm saying. They need to that shit. That shit shouldn't even. First of all, these people in the digital era should never be compared, because it's a whole different animal. You weren't putting out four albums in a 6 month period. Okay?
Right.
When the Stevie Wonder joint came out in 75, you still rocking that shit in 77.
Right.
I mean, that's just 1,000.
Right.
So
the same album.
Right. Exactly. Black Eyed Peas ended up on the chart. Hammer was on the chart, landed at number 10. Aretha Franklin landed at number 2. Drake and Jay-Z made the chart, clocking in at 19 and 20. Lil Wayne made the chart at 28. Rihanna at 30 and Chris Brown at 37. I believe that they're setting the stage to replace the old Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Al Green types for Young Thug and Future and any of these other little Migos, mini-me's running around. Get ready.
You really can't compare the two.
Right, you can't compare them. And the fact that you said earlier, you hit on a point where these niggas is jumping all over each other on every week, because they put out so much material, so much shit, that it's hard for them to even get a record like that, even jump into that type of category.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I think that this whole thing needs to start at when the digital streaming became the standard.
Okay. So they should just create a whole new digital streaming chart.
Yeah, I mean, this is number one. You could still claim that your favorite rapper, corporate model is number one on the Billboard charts, but it's streaming. You like Swerve said, an asterisk. You can't compare. Fucking Michael Jackson sold 50 million records. Okay? Not 50 million clicks. 50 million records.
Right.
That's a whole different situation. Okay? I know the new kids don't want to hear it. Y'all motherfuckers, fuck y'all. Y'all motherfuckers just don't respect us. That's why we don't like that boom bap. It's not about respect. It's about being honest. Y'all niggas is clicking your way to the top. You know?
There's no place like home.
Yeah, ain't
There's
that
no
the truth.
No place like home.
Damn.
No doubt. So, that's what's good. Yo, Kurt G. Here we go. Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got El Sharif and Darrell Ride Out Watching Verts. Oh, shit. No glasses, so I'm fucking up right here.
Oh, shit.
El Sharif and Darrell Ride Out Matching Verts. That's El Sharif and Darrell Ride Out Matching Verts. And shout out to West Coast, LA Stand Up, Aguilar Don Bishop and Duke Westlake, the 3 Day Theory.
Holy shit. Aguilar Don Bishop
and Duke Westlake, the 3 Day Theory.
That might sound pretty good.
Oh, that does sound good.
Oh.
And the instrumental joint is Small Professor Prince Jones. That's Small Professor Prince Jones.
All right. So last week we had the Versus series. We had LA Dream Team where's my fucking paper? LA Dream Team. I'm looking at the shit and I can't remember the fucking Egypt.
Yes.
Fuck.
Egypt. versus LA Dream Team is in the house.
Right.
You need glasses too?
For nah, I can't find my fucking notes. Oh, they're in the other fucking room. The Egyptian Lover.
Yes.
LA Dream Team against the Egyptian Lover. I'm sorry. Okay, Swervin, who won that? LA Dream Team or the Egyptian Lover?
Egypt. I went with the Egyptian Lover, bro.
Okay, Kerji, who won that?
I went with Dream Team.
I tell you what, for me, it was I went with Egypt, but it was closer than you think. Back in the days, our main DJ rival, you know, shout out to Sean Simmons. Yo, he had a hell of a system. But when he played that Dream Team is in the house, yo, that shit used to be banging the fuck out of his speakers, yo. I mean, I'm just remembering that as a young boy, but ultimately, yo, that Egypt, Egyptian Lover is murder.
Yeah.
So,
like we West Coast.
Yeah, like we said before, just because you like one don't mean you don't like the other.
Oh, no.
they, which one you like better.
Right. So,
matter of fact, I don't think you put anything up that would be a clear destruction, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely a battle, you know, it's a real battle of records.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it was really, that particular series. I don't have a versus this week, but that's what the particular series is meant to do, is to, you know, make you do some critical thinking about the records and how we got to where we are. I mean, you know, I'm not going to put up anything new, but I am going to return the versus series next week. Swerve, you got anything left over?
Yeah, so I was looking at a Twitter here, and Mr. Merv, Kurt G, if you don't mind checking the Twitter feed, he has a question on one of the songs that you played, and I think he was pretty detailed.
I got you covered, Mr. Merv. I got you covered. I wrote that shit down for you, especially for you, my nigga, because I see you itching over there. I got something for you, my nigga. Okay. I got something to fix you up right here.
All right, Kurt G.
I'm your pusher man right now.
Kurt G got that dope.
Yes, sir. I got something for you, sir. So. That was called Static Selector and Terminology off that 1982 album, should I say.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Life is What You Make It.
Though.
Yeah, that instrumental joint is called Life is What You Make It. It came off the Static Selector and Terminology 1982 album featuring Freeway and Saigon. So check your email this week. I got something I got to fix for you.
Okay.
Look at there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a little taste Lucky for you, man. My brother.
Play the Powerball, my boy. Play the Powerball.
So that's what's good. Kurt G, you got anything left over?
Nasa.
All right. That's what's up. Well, you know how we do Hip Hop Digest.
Yes, sir.
Nigga wilding.
I know you.
Look, I'm just throwing up signs and shit. I'm in L.A.
This nigga is wilding, yo.
Step with us.
Yeah, I saw you over there. Deuces.
Yeah, shout out to Remy Ma. Yeah, shout out to Remy Ma.
You know what I always say after we get off the air, but I almost said it on the air. We almost said it. I'm going to do it. We did it.
One.
I hope her career has ended.
Oh, shit. Peace.
People will put you down. People will say all kind of stuff, but God will lift you up. And I don't know about you today, but I'm glad that when we are overcome with fear and worry and anxiety, that God still has angels who are able to bring us exactly what we need in the moment that we
need. Oh, like myself, do me and Crookton wrote 6 books. I'm prepping on my 8th. A fine taste of music at its highest caliber. Break it safe, do it barefaced, and hold the globe in my dirty hands. Rap bread and rubber bands. Monster Humper Hill, Billy Fan up in the Red Roof Inn. War face on repeat, screaming she wanna sin. Wanna touch my brown skin and again over again. And fuck up our credit on me and my men. Almighty out his den and he lurking, burping, shitting on you niggas with no purpose. Certain automatic curtains for y'all, that's all facts. Back to your block, boy, back to your trap. Need a full face slap. You crack, baby, mixed with lipos in my lack. Get shared like a snack, nigga. My frustration must express itself, so I spit it out brutally, present it to you beautifully.
Honey, you know what I'm talking about? See, everything God says you are everything that God says you can be, everything that God says you can have, everywhere that God says you can go, everything that God says you can do, it does not matter what people say.
Salacious spitter, dirty as grave diggers, give it to anybody, was never a racist nigga, cocky but my ego ain't big as my ambition, having no plans is no different from wishing, piss burning loud, watching the Freddie Gray trial, was used to cash and hand transactions, now it's PayPal, Trey Pounds, part of the flesh, tattooist, protects those I charge most in, helps to feather my nest, confess on CD and test press, ready for the next step, focus even though I'm smoking this diesel in excess, you know what niggas stay balanced like a wire walker, both of a vote stopper and a ride starter, made in his image, same features, descended of the thief who died, taking on the right side of Jesus, right side of Jesus.
Overtime, feeling more and more my omen dog watch over mine. I'd hold the cross, but the cross would just burn off. My fingers wide, my pride just won't let me steer wrong. But now we ask where they sit there shocked. Cockeyed looking for ghosts to pick, going in circles like the hands of the clock. Fueled off fear, sharp like any spear pierced to your top. Now everything's metal gear, but when you see them twat, me every day grim, you see me in the same damn spot. Every minute past facts, son, I damn near plot. I'm a fucking cunt hair away from having it drop. Every day mad, I could spaz on the spot. With a large hand of a Sasquatch, with a team of dirty kids and a dog, and I ain't talking Sandlot. But instead you find yourself in a sandbox for thinking you could slap box. All you get is a couple of fat knots, son, it wouldn't be fair. Unconscious somewhere in the back lot, bloodier than tampons, looking like you got stepped on by a bear.
You and your sentimental mind are doing me
no take good. Away my sins, I'm tempted with desire. All my curses leave me hands over fire. Rip me of my evil thoughts with the hundreds I acquire. All my curses leave me hands over fire. Lord, take away my sins, I'm tempted with desire. All my curses leave me hands over fire. Rip me of my evil thoughts with the hundreds I acquire. All my curses leave me hands over fire. Showing signs of the stigmata. It's pure horror like terrorists who die martyrs. I've gone bonkers in my head. I spit with six monsters, all sick and a bit raunchy. I can feel them, the demons want me. Like most people need coffee. Just keep the beast off me. Keep both eyes open. Ain't nothing but more lies. Time can get costly. Each voice can be bossy, everybody's slime, for real slime gets saucy. A sixth sense of mind, the signs are showing, the smell of death is potent. And every crack like roaches or any filthy rodent, it comes for those with guilty motives. Picture me with the face of Moses when he came down the mountain, holding the laws in each arm. But he stood there frozen when he seen that the people have chosen a golden cow. Now his hands over fire and ain't nothing stopping now. Lord, take away my sins, I'm tempted with desire. All my curses leave me hands over fire. Rip me of my evil thoughts with the hundreds I acquire. All my curses leave me hands over fire. Lord, take away my sins, I'm tempted with desire. All my curses leave me hands over fire. Rip me of my evil thoughts with the hundreds I acquire. All my curses leave me hands over fire.
We'll be right back. Yeah, I like the feel on this one, homeboy. We gotta bring out the black suits and good dishes for this one, homeboy. Let me talk to him. Alabama born, Atlanta raised, Hosanna say, captivating horns and Lena form. Finger waves, black suits, bow ties, glasses, hold high. Cheers to the most high, still at a multi meal, but I feel like I won't die. Made it through some years, I was so blind. Plum clutching a 4-5, turkey, 3 strikes, no jive. This is so live, like a newborn baby opening 2 eyes. First breath, give out a scream like hallelujah. My first step felt like a scene from Freddy Krueger. But what was left came from the king. How I maneuver, switch up, please, no skinny jeans. We trying to move up. No credit due to my hands, it's all a blessing. So everything I overcame was more a lesson. And I give it to you live in color, full of expression. In a cute bass, mixed down wave, studio session.
It could be much worse, but it ain't though.
But it ain't.
No shackles on my ankles.
I ain't got no shackles.
Still alive, so we're blessed, don't you know?
What you know about it, dog?
No guilt or shame, yeah, we overcame.
Okay.
Covered by that blood walking in his name.
Amen.
To live life evermore.
Yo. What you know about it?
And they asking, where you been at? Jay, where you been at? Huh? I'm steady chasing the thorn, a little thin scratch. Fine tuning the syntax, cause Lord knows I'm back paying on the syntax. Forgive that, cause even though I'm never cheating on my barber, man, every day I'm probably cheating on my father. And I ain't trying to defend that. If I shut up in the bones and Elohim got the skin back, it's Elohim, not Elohim. But when you catch fire, better check for the aloe green. Stop dropping roll from the shadow things. No reason to battle king. Wade in the water like a shallow stream, homie. This narrow road had me leave a couple friends back on. To them days I had the chin strap. Cause when I'm looking for change, I'll be trying to push the sin back. They try and get they 50 cent back. Lord bless.
It could be much worse, but it ain't though.
But it ain't.
No shackles on my ankles.
I ain't got no shackles.
Still alive, so we're blessed, don't you know?
What you know about it,
dog? And no guilt or shame, yeah, we overcame.
Okay.
Covered by that blood walking in his name.
Amen.
To live life evermore.
What you know about it?
And life changed since a year ago. When the bars and the pain was residual, and now the scars looking clean in the mirror, though. I'ma stand clear and refrain where the sinners go. I ain't never scared, though. I used to want the steak knives with the Gouda. So I was on a couple late nights with the shooters. Turn to the rock like I'm glaring at Medusa. What I look like quitting now, staring at my Buddha, huh? I never understood till I seen that. Fussy hand, little fingers in the bean cap. And I got a masterpiece, believe that. And a little hand clap for the feedback. Time heals all of the loss in the boss patient. On the wood grain cross and the cost paid. So me and mine all up in the lost savers. Put the house on guard, he be the foundation.
It could be much Bless. Worse, but it ain't though.
But it ain't.
No shackles on my ankles.
I ain't got no shackles.
Still alive, so we're blessed, don't you know?
What you know about it,
dog? And no guilt or shame, yeah, we overcame.
Okay.
Covered by that blood walking in his name.
Amen.
To live life evermore.
What you know about
Yo,
it?
Yo, this dope pain.
We know.
We not a slave.
We grow.
We loving life.
For sure.
And not ashamed.
We glow.
We in the light.
That's
with
right.
Nothing to hide.
We know.
We living life.
For sure.
That's Christ.
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 For sure.
We living life.
That's right.
Nothing to hide.
You know.
We loving life.
For sure.
That's Christ.
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 For sure.
We not ashamed.
For sure.
We not a slave.
For sure.
We loving life.
For sure.
That's Christ.
You know.
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 We not ashamed.
You know.
We not ashamed.
You know.
We not a slave.
You know.
We in the light. That's Christ.
Young and reckless, give a fuck about the consequences. Fuck a charger, all my niggas tryna ride in Benzes. So many green trees, you would think it's fucking Christmas. Gucci slippers, custom made cursive initials. Extended clips and a pistol, if you know what I mean. Basically, my gun is filled with deleted scenes. Lately,
I've been like a fiend, cause I need the green. The name is Gene, all city is the team. My flow is mean, you know my steez fresh and clean. Stay in the bitch mouth like Listerine. I would rap for free, but nigga best believe. Give me 2 years and the show gon' be 60 G's. I'm the face of New Orleans, I'm like Drew Brees. I'm in my zone like a 2-3. That's ironic cause that's Anthony Davis' number also. Where I'm from, niggas putting 20s on a Volvo. Aw shit, from the South Buck a spit. All blue dicky fit, but I'm not a Crip. Pussy nigga talking shit, but I know he bitch. He probably mad cause I had my dick on his chip's lip. Damn, I'm so disrespectful. I'm intelligent and intellectual. Never been in a band, but keep heavy metal. The lyrics I drop is hotter than like seven devils. UNLV starter jacket running rebel. I got 100 on the bass and 30 on the treble. Man, I ball like a Harlem nigga, but I'm straight from New Orleans, nigga. Yeah, I'm straight from New Orleans, nigga.
Hey, yo, I'm going through a phase of black with foolishness up in this head with a strap hollering, nigga. What you say that I'ma get is mine, right? Statue for a kidnap. People on banks saying, damn, Gene, you did that. I'm going through a phase of black with foolishness up in this head with a strap hollering, nigga. What you say that I'ma get is mine, right? Statue for a kidnap. People on Palmyra saying, damn, maybe you did that. When I'm in public, they like, girl, what are we seeing? You a nigga, I thought you was a supreme being. I ain't perfect and ain't kissing up to no fees. She said, that's cold bleed. I told her, hold please. Tired of junkyard rappers with they crush cans. Want me on a song and I'm like, for what, man? See, when I spaz like a hood-ass black feet, hit them with the rail, they start running like a track meet. They drop they nuts thinking they got balls. You boss the fuck up. They be like, what nuts, dog? Say, oh, those, man, I drop those on accident. You too slow, like a turtle slipping activist. I'm mean with it, they don't like how I do that. But when I was a saint, what nobody said, who that? Can't be too nice to motherfuckers. Under pressure, them chameleons start changing colors. Hey, yo, I'm going through a phase of black with foolishness up in this head with a strap hollering, nigga. What you say that I ain't get is mine, right? Snatch him for a kidnap. People on banks saying, damn, Gene, you did that. I'm going through a phase of black with foolishness up in this head with a strap hollering, nigga. What you say that I ain't get is mine, right? Snatch him for a kidnap. People on Palmyra saying, damn, maybe you did that.
I'm going through a phase of black with foolishness up in this head with a strap hollering.
Up in his head with a strap, hollering, nigga. What you said that I ain't get his mind right? Snatch him for a kidnap. People in this city saying, damn, why y'all did that?
Cakes. underground sound for packs.